So let's go through receiving from God as we're led by the Spirit today. Most of our time is spent seeking things. There's no limit to the number of things we want. And this is why our business can put on a sale and we buy even though we don't need anything. Even though we don't have any money. The more we have, the more we want. Most of the time, we're not receiving what we need. We're receiving what our eyes desire. But we need to receive from the Lord what's good for our heart and our soul. So if we change what we seek, then we can receive more from God. If we look to receive what God desires for us, we can grow in the Lord much faster. The things we receive from God will help our heart and our mind and our body and our soul. We'll be much better off. When we seek to receive only what we want, we receive only a portion of what God has to offer us. We serve a loving God who loves us with unfailing love. And God established what he offers us through his promises. But his promises are conditional. We know God promised to lead Israel to a land of milk and honey. This promise was conditional based on how well they followed the Lord's commandments. But those who did not follow the Lord's word would not be allowed to enter in. See, God gives us so we can receive. The works of God's hand are faithful and just, generous and compassionate. God provides for those who learn to fear him. He demonstrates his love by providing for his people. And you and I should remember how God has been to us. The work the Lord did to save us. See, God gave to us even though we don't deserve it. See, God supplies all our needs. He supplies us with the land and rain. He delights in giving pleasure to those who fear him. Those who put their hope in his unfailing love. See, if we want to receive from the Lord, then we need to fear the Lord and put all our hope in God. We've done many things that should disqualify us from receiving anything from God. But God remains gracious and giving in a way for us to come before him. God gives light to our eyes and relief from our bondage, forgiveness of our sins. See, not only does the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, wants us to receive, the Lord wants us to learn to give to others so they can receive. It's not just about giving money. It's about giving of ourselves and giving our precious time to God and to service. We must be givers to receive from God. Go with me to Luke chapter 6, verses 38. Giving is a heart thing. We do not give out of duty, but out of the love of God that's in us. And then we share with others. Luke chapter 6, verses 38 says, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For whatever measure you use, it will be measured to you." See, one of the most precious things God the Father gave us was his Son, Christ Jesus. It is through Christ that you and I come into the knowledge of God. For Christ reveals all things of God to those who receive him. And through receiving Christ into our hearts, we're given understanding. But those who reject the Lord will receive nothing from God. See, it's about the heart with God. And if we can approach the Lord asking in faith, it will be given to us. If we seek the Lord in faith, we will find him. If we fear the Lord, we place all our hope in God, he will open a door for us. Whoever asks, will receive. Who seek, will find. Whoever knocks, the door will be open. This is the promise of God to us, for us to be able to receive from God. See, we serve a giving God. Through his kindness, we receive from heaven. The Lord provides us with plenty of food and it fills our hearts with joy. Many are not thankful to God for the simple things in life. We take the Lord for granted as if God owes us something. We think we deserve things when we rarely obey God. See, God keeps on giving. He knows the heart. He wants us to receive His Spirit. And He makes no distinction between us based on race, creed, or color. If we have faith, we can receive from God. See, the Lord loves and gives to everyone who receives His Son. And He purifies our heart by faith. See, the Spirit of the Lord allows us to receive from God. The Spirit allows us to hear it and speak the very words of God as we're poured into. See, the Spirit allows us to receive a heart that serves through strength given by God. In all things we receive from God. So let us praise the Father through our Lord Christ Jesus. Have you ever known someone who asks for help, they receive and they receive, but they never change? They fall into a trap where all they know how to do is keep asking, doing nothing to get better, doing nothing to help themselves. The more they receive, the less they do. See, to receive from God requires that we have faith in the Lord. It requires action on our part, that we love and fear the Lord, that we show love toward others and exercise our faith. God is a very giving God. But there are things we can do to prevent ourselves from receiving. See, I had to learn this lesson from the Lord. See, once we start receiving from the Lord, it's not all meant for us. If we try to keep it all for ourselves, the Lord will stop pouring into us. See, we have to understand how the Lord works. He creates overflow, not just for us. We learn in the book of Ezekiel that if we are given the responsibility of being a wise person for God, and we are enlightened by the Lord, and we keep it all to ourselves, we will be held accountable. And though those who commit sin will be taken away, we'll be held accountable because the Lord gave us understanding. We receive, but we refuse to share what we receive with others. And let the truth be received and known by God. Another way we stop what God wants to give is us by rejecting the Lord. It does not matter when we reject the Lord. The moment we do, we'll stop receiving from God. See, there's several stories in God's Word where individuals given purpose and understanding, but after receiving from God, they turned and rejected the Lord. The Word of God says the kingdom of God will be taken away and given to those who produce its fruits. See, we knew nothing when we heard the call from God. What we know, we learned from the Lord. And all other learning will lead us where we are not receiving from God. We must receive scriptures as holy, receiving from the Lord like a little child. Believing and receiving from God without interjecting human reason and human knowledge to what God has revealed. We must keep that which comes from God as holy, pure, and do not defile it. See, Christ came into the world to be received. But we're not receiving the one who came from the Father. If we continue to receive this world and reject the Lord's teaching and instruction, we receive nothing from God. We still put our faith in human thinking and reasoning, rejecting God's instruction for our lives. There are teachings we teach once we're saved, we're in. However, this is not a teaching which comes from God. Scripture says that many are being broken off because of their unbelief. God is not going to spare us if we accept Christ Jesus and then reject Him by living an ungodly life. We must receive from the Lord and be transformed as God makes everything new in us. Go with me to Romans chapter 11, verses 20 to 21. It's great that we received Christ Jesus. However, we must live according to God's word so we can receive all things of God. Romans chapter 11, verses 20 and 21 says, granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but be afraid. For the God did not spare the natural branches. He will not spare you either. We cannot refuse the Lord when He speaks to us. See, if those who refuse the Lord did not escape when He warned them while on earth, neither will we be able to escape when He warns us from heaven. See, if we don't have ears to hear and eyes to see, we won't be able to see from the Lord. See, the prophet James teaches us about how we're not receiving from God. He says we want something, but we don't get it. So we kill and we covenant to get it. We don't have what we want, even though we quarrel and fight for it. We don't receive from God because we ask with wrong motives. So we can spend it on pleasure and on ourselves. See, the last way that we don't receive from God is when we introduce lies, false teaching, and false prophecy to God's people. When we introduce things as if we received it from God, but it wasn't from the Lord. Teaching people shameful ways of living, bringing the ways of God into question. There's no way God would pour into such a person. We're not receiving because lies are being taught, but the ways of God cannot be changed. Many are teaching lies, saying that God has changed his ways because of the way we want to live before God. No one who receives these lies is going to receive anything from God because God's truth is missing. See, God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we must receive God's word and truth to receive from the Lord. See, we do not come to God so someone can teach us lies about him, so we can be misled and we can miss receiving the full measure of the Lord. No, we want the full measure of God to be poured into our lives, to be poured into our families, to be poured into our children. We want to receive both in this life and in the life to come. We receive God's word over those who are teaching lies just so we can feel good about ourselves or our lifestyle. We need to be able to apply God's word to our lives so we can be forgiven and we can overcome and we can get everything from God as promised. See, God wants to pour into us. And if we want to see from God, then we must accept what God has offered us and not what we want from God. We want the full measure of God. We want salvation. We want joy. We want peace. We want happiness. We want deliverance. We want power. We want healing. We want understanding. We want prosperity. We want wisdom. We want discipline. We want strength. We want correction. We want faith. We want guidance. We want resurrection. We want eternal life from God. We want it all from you, Lord. Go with me to John chapter 17, verses 13 to 14. We make many sacrifices so we can receive things from the world. But what are we willing to sacrifice to receive from God? John chapter 17, verses 13 through 14 says, I'm coming to you now. But I say these things while I'm still in this world, so they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. See, we cannot go beyond what is written. We must receive God's word, even if it causes us to be ashamed of our lie. We want the truth and nothing but the truth. The lies we tell ourselves and the lies we receive will not save us. We need to receive all of God's word so we can receive all of God. See, we don't want anything made up. We want it just like the apostles received it, undefiled, pure, and holy. Just as Paul received from God, we want to receive that which comes through revelation from Christ Jesus, taught by God's word, inspired by the Holy Spirit. See, with little faith, we receive little. But with much faith, we receive like Abraham. We receive an everlasting inheritance because he inherited everything from God because he remained faithful and obedient to God. We can't receive from God so we become a greedy and dishonest person. We're not looking just for a few things from God like prosperity, healing, and love. No, we want the full measure of God's promises. We not only want prosperity, healing and love. We want salvation and we want the spirit and we want the revelations and we want eternal life and peace, joy, and happiness, resurrection, a new body, to stand in the presence of God, to talk with Jesus, to live in a land of inheritance, to have a crown of life, all the promises of God. See, we want everything. We want no more war, Lord Jesus. No more sickness, no more evil, and no more pain, and no more death. We want the full measure of God. We want to receive it all. Must be sure that what we receive comes from God and no one else. We receive all that the Lord has for us in our hearts, so our hearts won't be condemned. We receive from the Lord what we ask because we obey God's commandments. We follow Christ Jesus and we change so God can be pleased with us. Glory to God. God has been pouring out his spirit from the beginning so we can receive from him. Praise the Lord, Christ Jesus is still standing with his hand raised, and those who receive will be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. We serve an awesome and wonderful and giving God. There's nothing the Lord will not do for those who come to fear and love him. There's nothing God will not do to save a soul. This is what God is offering us. Whatever we need, Christ Jesus has the power and authority to provide, and he is willing. The question is, are we willing to live right and stand in a place where we can see from God? We're made in the image of God. And just like we won't pour into our children when they are disobedient or live contrary to our will, neither will God pour into us when we do not act right, when we do not live right before him. We have to follow the Spirit of the Lord so it can change us so we can receive from God. We want to receive everything from the Lord. We want prosperity. We want healing, Lord. We want your love. Lord, we want it all. We want you to protect us. We want you to lead us. You want us, Lord, we need you to guide us, to shield us from the dangers of our lives. Lord, we need you to pour into us through your power and authority, God. We need revelation. We need peace. We want life. And we want a close relationship. We want to receive eternal life and enter into the kingdom of God to live in God's presence the rest of our days. We want your full measure. We want to receive it all, God. We want to receive all that you have to offer us. See, God does not change. So we must change to receive from God. We must be willing to live according to God's word and God's spirit and God's son to receive all that God has. So let us change our lives. Let us live our lives in a way that God will see us worthy of being poured into. Let us have a fear of God. Let us have a love of God in our hearts and a love for God's commandments so we can receive from God. God wants to pour into Christ Jesus. I am willing. I am willing. It's not about whether God is willing, but are you and I willing to sacrifice, to put ourselves down, to humble ourselves, to surrender ourselves so God could pour into us. And then we remain that way even though the blessings come, even though God is pouring in our lives. You and I remain the same. We start acting like God. We're in the image of God, so we don't change from day to day, from moment to moment. We allow the blessings to be create overflow in us. We can start sharing with others. We don't get greedy. We don't get dishonest. We don't get boasting about ourselves. We don't get high and mighty with God. We're receiving from the Lord. So let us stay humble in mind and spirit. And God will pour into us and he will strengthen us and he will guide us if you and I will walk right before him. He's willing. Lord God is willing. This is not about God not being willing. God is willing. Christ Jesus is willing. The Father sent Christ for this very purpose so you and I can receive from him. And we must open up our hearts and mind and be changed and be transformed so God will pour into our lives and pour into our families and pour into our children and pour into our churches and pour into our jobs. See, God wants us to receive everything from him. So let us open our hearts and minds to God today. Father God, in the name of your son, Christ Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord, get an understanding how to receive from you. Because you are willing to pour into our lives, Lord. We must be able to stand and be able to be a good vessel to be poured into, God, that we can receive everything of you. We ask you to guide and bless us, God. Bless those who receive this message into their hearts. Guide their minds and their bodies in strength, God, that they may receive everything you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.